Happy Thursday. Welcome to a solo episode of The Scarlet Edit. You guys, this was definitely unplanned. I had a totally different episode with a guest lined up to put out this week, but there was just all these different signs kept telling me that the best episode to do this week was to do a solo episode. So here I am. Welcome. How on earth is it December 11th? Like, where did the time go? On one hand, it does seem like it's been a very long year. But on the other hand, I feel like I blinked. It was September and now it's the middle of December and we've got 20 days left of 2025. That is absolutely wild. I think that I'm not feeling very wintry because it's just like it's 75 degrees outside, which I'm not going to lie, it is fabulous. I mean, it's definitely been getting cold at night, but yeah, I find myself not checking the weather report obsessively every morning like I normally do in other parts of the world. So, and it's been nice to have some consistency, but it's also been nice to like put sweats on. I swear, moving and unpacking clothes after living out of a suitcase for 15 months was absolutely nuts. Like, I am shocked at how big my wardrobe is. And I have put myself on shopping probation. I don't know how long I will be on said probation, but I do feel like it's going to be for quite some time. I did have a moment the other night where I was like, I don't even know what to wear because I had too many options. I was like, this was easier when I had less options. So I feel like there's definitely going to be a closet clean out in my future. We shall see. So that being said, let's just jump into this episode since, you know, I could sit here and yap all day, but it's the holidays. Christmas is in a few weeks and it's an interesting place to be in as a single woman. And even, I mean, gosh, since I was married, I basically have been celebrating Christmas single. Because even though I was in a relationship, we weren't spending Christmas Day together. So I have woke up by myself on Christmas morning since 2017. So that's kind of a weird thing. God, I haven't really thought about it like that till right now. I mean, I love the holidays and I am so grateful for getting to spend time with my family. And getting to see some friends and just like the feeling of the holidays. Like there's just that like special joy and sparkle, extra sparkle in the air, which I really do love. But I would absolutely be lying if I said that there wasn't a little bit of loneliness, if there wasn't a little bit of, you know, longing and, you know, daydreaming about future when there will be somebody in the picture, because I am absolutely confident that there will be somebody in the picture for me. It just, you know, obviously isn't the right time yet, and that's okay. But I thought it was a good thing to talk about. You know, I've been looking a lot at the data for the show, and definitely a lot of women in like the 30 to 60 range, which is exactly the women that I wanted to reach with this show. So I'm so grateful all of you are here and listening and even sharing the show. It's so cool when somebody reaches out and says, oh, my friend forwarded me this episode. Or, oh my gosh, the other day, this is a total aside, but the other day, one of my friends told me that she had talked with another girlfriend of hers that afternoon, and she mentioned that she was meeting me for a drink later, and she told her that I had a podcast, and she told her the name, and her friend was like, oh my God, I've heard of that podcast. That was so cool. I was like, wait, seriously? Really? So that was awesome. Anyway, going back to the holidays, you know, it definitely is that moment. I mean, I went to dinner over the weekend with my dad, who is truly like the number one man in my life. He is the greatest dad. He is so much fun. It's so neat as you get older. And I'd love to hear from some of you guys on this topic, how you kind of see certain things or certain mannerisms or the way you speak or the way you react to certain things, and how in some ways you're like one parent and in some ways you're like the other parent. And I think it's just so neat. And my dad and I are definitely more the same on a handful of things. And my brother and my mom are also very the same on a handful of things. So it is really neat to kind of see. So my dad and I definitely have a lot of fun together. And I mean, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, my parents are amazing. I just want them to be happy. So I love making memories with them and I love doing fun things with them. So my dad and I went to this theater performance and we laughed because it was a show called Drunk. It was a company called Drunk Shakespeare. And the show was Drunk Christmas Carol. And basically one of the cast members, and I don't know how they determine who, but one of the cast members took four shots before they even started. Like, we watched her. And then during the performance, she took two more shots. Now, there is a part of me that's like, were they really vodka? Was it really vodka? Like, was maybe one or two of those water? I mean, I just know for me, there is a 0% chance that I could take, I couldn't even take, if I, well, maybe I could take one shot, but have nothing else. Certainly could not take two, definitely not three, definitely not four. By number two, lights out Larry. That's what some of my friends and I call it when you black out. Lights out Larry. I mean, I would be done. Although here's something interesting too. This could end up being a very chaotic episode. So for that, I do apologize, especially if this is your first introduction to me and the Scarlet Edit. Those of you who know me, especially if you know me in real life, you're probably like, yeah, this is normal. I did read an article one time because I was so curious about alcohol and blacking out and why some people can just rip shots all night and they don't black out. And then other people like me, if I have one cocktail and one shot, boom, done, lights out, adios. And what I learned was that it's like the speed in which our liver processes alcohol. So I guess that means that mine does not process it that quickly. Therefore, if I drink too much too fast, lights out Larry. So yeah, I could never be ripping shots. But this gal did. And so it was really funny. But when we walked into the theater, it was very small. I mean, I'm talking like the size of a classroom. Maybe. I mean, not big. And yeah, they were just like, oh, you guys can sit here. We were like, fantastic. So anyways, it was pretty cool. It was only about 75 minutes. So, you know, it was fun. It was quirky. It was funny. It was kind of like a modern twist on A Christmas Carol. You know, they did the whole like Ghost of Christmas Past, Present, and Future. But then they, like, all these different characters came in and they were like from different Christmas movies. So like Love Actually, Clark Griswold, Tiny Tim, although I think that he was part of that. Even some of the like Disney ones. Don't, honestly, guys, I'm terrible with movies. So Frozen, there was some kind of snowman duck looking character. I'm not quite sure, but they were all played. There was only five people. So anyway, it was really neat. Afterwards, we went to dinner. It was a new steakhouse in downtown Phoenix. It was absolutely outstanding. Very cool vibe, very Sinatra, like old school. Everything just fit the vibe, you know, think suspenders and cool ascots, and all the hostesses and hosts, they were all wearing white. Like, it was just really, really chic. They do kind of market themselves as like having great martinis. I can attest, great martinis. So anyway, we were just enjoying our conversation and enjoying the evening. And you know what? I did have a moment where I was like, God, I haven't been on like a real date with someone that I really like too. Like, I think that's the kicker. You know, when you're single, obviously you go out on dates periodically. And I would say, I mean, at least for me, most of the time I'm like, okay, this isn't, you know, I don't feel any sparks. So I had this moment where I was like, man, I can't wait to go on a date like this with someone I actually like. And, you know, there was a little pang of sadness. But I'm just so content and I'm so comfortable. that I really try hard not to let it get me down, because I do believe so strongly. I think that's the biggest thing, is that I believe so strongly that there is a person out there for me and that we will meet at the right time and it'll all be great, because we'll both have been living and building these great lives. And then when we finally come together, it's going to be like, welcome. Like, look at this. I'm so excited that you're here. So that's what I'm really excited about, to get to that point eventually. You know, I talked about this on another show a few weeks ago. It's like, it's the weirdest things that make you feel that ache to have somebody. It's like seeing, you know, somebody to go to Costco with. That was the example I gave. You know, just seeing somebody there, like supporting you. Somebody to watch a new Netflix show with, or to open a bottle of wine with when, you know, you don't want to drink the entire bottle and you don't want to open a $50 bottle of wine by yourself because you don't want it to go bad before you have it all. But you also don't want to limit yourself on what it is that you're doing. I mean, one of my life mottos is always drink the good champagne. But sometimes I'm like, I just want someone to drink the champagne with. So anyway, the point of all of this, I guess, is just to like be a little more vulnerable and be honest and put it out there that, yeah, if you're feeling sad, if you're feeling that ache for someone, if you're wondering when the hell is it going to be my turn, like, you are not alone. And I think that's important to hear. You know, one of the craziest things with this show and having all of these different amazing people come and talk with me is that even though these topics that I'm discussing here are not uncommon, not unheard of, right? I think unheard of is really the part that gets me, is that these topics are not unheard of. But every week I get messages saying, that episode made me feel less alone. That episode made me feel seen. And it gives me chills saying that, because I'm so grateful that I decided to do this. And I'm so grateful that people want to come and talk to me. And I'm so grateful that people open up to me in ways. I mean, I've had guests tell me when we've stopped recording, oh my gosh, I haven't ever told anybody that, or I don't really talk about that, or gosh, I never really felt comfortable sharing that before. I am so grateful that people feel that way when they are with me, especially because I'm not doing this in person. So to have that energy exchange over a recording software, just two people with microphones staring at each other on a computer screen, it really means so much. So I'm so grateful that those of you who are listening and who have found this show are feeling less alone and are feeling seen and are feeling like you're not the only one going through or who has gone through a certain situation. So I think for me, you know, why I wanted to have this conversation today is to just share how I'm feeling. And yeah, you know, and to share that, like, longing for somebody and aching for somebody and wondering when is it going to be your turn? You know, it's human. It's a human feeling. It's not a desperate feeling. It's a human feeling. One thing that I can say for certain, I have traveled all over the world and people have asked me before, what is different about other people in other places that you've been? And a lot of it is not much. A lot of things are just cultural. Maybe the way people speak to one another, maybe the way they dress or get around town or communicate. But at the end of the day, everybody, no matter where they are in the world, everybody just wants to be loved. Everybody wants to feel like they matter. Everybody wants to feel like they have a community. And that is the truth. And that is, of all of the conversations I've had with people all over the world, that's the one thing that I've taken away. Okay, not me getting emotional. But yeah, that's the one thing that I've taken away from all of it, is that we all want love. And You know, there's nothing wrong with that. And I think it's totally normal to have these feelings more at the surface around this time of year, right? Ooh. So anyway, I don't want to keep this too long, but I did just want to say, hey, look, you know, think about what your year has looked like. Think about where you were this time last year. I think this is one of my most favorite exercises. A couple of years ago, I made a little graphic for my phone screensaver, and it said 1 year from today. And that was my reminder that what am I doing today that 1 year from today, I will be grateful that I did. And it could be something so little. It doesn't have to be this monumental task. Maybe it's, hey, today I did a really great strength workout. So maybe I will use that as a catalyst to continue. So a year from today, I'll be doing even better strength workouts. Or maybe it's today you decided to open up a high yield savings account. Totally random, but maybe you did. And maybe you decide to put in $5. Well, what if you put in $5 once a week, and then where will you be this time next year? So I think about these things as like 1 year from today. But another good exercise to do is look backwards and think, where were you this time last year? What did you accomplish in that year? What have you done? And take a moment to be proud of yourself, especially if you have been single this whole year. And if you have been working hard and charging forward and building a life for yourself and working on yourself. One of the things that I think is super important to be proud about is what you've been able to accomplish on your own. And, you know, being single and doing everything for yourself and providing everything for yourself, it can be fucking exhausting. So look back. Where were you this time last year? And where are you now? And take a moment, do something nice for yourself. So I love to bake. I love baking. I absolutely love it. It's so fun. I am known for my chocolate chip cookies. I'm not going to say the best. My friend Amanda and I had a discussion about using the term the best when it comes to food and baking. And it is really funny because think about it. I guarantee you have at least two people in your life who have probably said that they make the best chocolate chip cookies. And it's so subjective. I mean, I know people that don't like salt on their cookies, and I think that's insane. My mom only wants dark chocolate chips. I love milk chocolate chips. I like a combination. So, you know, it is what it is. But like, are anybody's truly the best? No, but I will say that mine are some of the best. Like they rank, they're good. But I decided, okay, I do want to be in the holiday spirit. I am not going to let some of my sadness take over. And I'm going to do something that I think would be really fun for me. So I decided to set aside an entire day so I can bake. And I'm going to bake 4 different types of cookies, and I'm going to make little holiday boxes, and I'm going to take them to some of the friends that I have here in Phoenix, and I'm excited. So I hope that this helped. It's an interesting place to be in as a host of this show. When I kicked it off in July, I had no idea what to expect. Truly, I had no idea. Now, it's almost, well, actually, it's 5 whole months into the show, and it's crazy how much has changed. It's crazy how much I've learned, and I'm so excited for all that is to come. I'm not going to go into that on this episode because that's not what this episode is about, but just know that I'm so grateful for every single one of you that listens, and there is so much more to come, and vulnerability, authenticity, real, raw stories and conversations are what is on the horizon for the Scarlet Edit. So, as always, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you so much. If you have not already joined, you should come join the Edit Out the Negativity Challenge. It's very simple. I've got a lot of different clips on my Instagram about it. I'll put some more in the caption, but please feel free to click the link and sign up. And last but certainly not least, if you're not following on the social channels, please give a follow over on Instagram at thescarlet.edit, on YouTube at thescarletedit, and the Patreon community. I haven't talked about it in a little while, but the Patreon community is starting to pick up some steam. I am so excited. We officially have 5 members, and I am stoked because that is where I'm going to be putting a ton of my time and effort and energy. And I really believe that this is a community that is needed. I believe that this is a community that can really help other women. So if you are interested in checking that out, the handle there is at the Scarlet Edit as well. So as always, thank you so much for being here, and we will see you next week.